Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, March the 13th of 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very important topic for you. Coming off of the movie Black Panther and all of the Marvel comics, we're talking about heroes today. Everybody likes a good hero. I mean, who doesn't like a good hero? I mean, as a kid growing up, you always wanted a hero. You wanted somebody to look up to. You wanted somebody to admire, somebody to emulate, somebody to carve your persona after. So today we want to talk about how the world we live in is a world of heroes, but this hero, they all get their chi, their prana, their energy from Heru. Everything on this earth is the power, if you want to use that term, or the result of Heru. So contrary to popular belief, everything is animated. There is the animating principle of the body. The body is animated by a principle. That principle is Heru. Heru is the Heru, or the hero. Again, everybody likes a good hero. Can't be mad at them. The only problem is the hero is really a zero. So we got a hero that's actually a zero. So now the bad guy is the good guy. What's interesting is how the bad guy became the good guy. The bad guy is now the good guy. That bad guy is the falcon bird of the Kemetic text, or the ancient Egyptian text, the phoenix. Out of the ashes comes the phoenix. In all of the movies, you're going to see Horus Ouroboros, Aura out of chaos. In the movie Black Panther, that's what you see, hero. Hero is the hero. That hero is a spiritual zero. Unfortunately, contrary to most people believe, people are so hungry, desperate, especially black folks. We are so hungry and desperate for anything positive that we're going to sap it up. We don't give a damn where it comes from. The fact that it comes from loose and far doesn't really matter to most people. Most people don't care that the resurrection of the true self is the resurrection of their hero self. Everything on this planet, everything that we do, everything that we eat, breathe, sleep, talk, squat, everything. Now, this is the hard part of the Egyptian storyline. In ancient Kemet, in ancient Egypt, Egyptologists and the hieroglyphics, the gods, the society, the chronology, the Egyptian all of the pre-dynastic times, everything resorts back to the Egyptian gods. And if you look at all of what we're looking at, the Anunnakin, Akhenaten, or the Osiris, the Eye of Ra, the Eye of Horus, everything goes back to Amun-Ra, which gets back into understanding everything on this earth, including you, my anointed brother, including you, my beautiful sister, goes back to the Mason, which is Samson, the Avatar. Now, contrary to popular belief, the Helios Biblios and the prehistoric texts have been combined. Now, there's good and bad, light and dark and everything. Your job is to chew the meat, spit out the bone. That's your job. Your job is to be able to discern, to exercise discernment. But unfortunately, many of us want something, so you cannot want something and have discernment. The only way to have discernment is that you're not for or against. That's the only way. So when I watched the movie Black Panther, I wasn't for the movie. I wasn't against the movie. When I talk to white people, I'm not for white people. I ain't against white people. When I talk to black people, I ain't for black people. I ain't against black people. When I go to any religious ceremony, I ain't for that religion. I ain't against that religion. It is only from that perspective that emotionalism is not invoked, provoked. Every emotion you got comes from Heru. Heru makes you a hero. You want to go out and, you know, chop somebody, cut somebody in the throat to be the hero because of that influence. What is the influence? The influence comes from Horus. It comes from whoredom. So Horus is Horus. Let me say it again. Horus or Horus or whore. W-H-O-R-E. Whore. Us. All of us. Controls this dimension. This daimon. This di, D-I-A, which is day, mon, moon. The sun is the day moon. All your energy comes from the sun. It's the day moon. You got a night moon and you got a day moon. Contrary to popular belief. Now, this stuff is so deep that I am concerned, but I'm not for you. Now, everybody is lapping this up. It's unfortunate, but it's impossible not to. The only way to not fall prey to the day moon or the daimon or the demon is to detach. And unfortunately, we can't do that because we have need of the demon, the day moon, or the diamond, the D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Die, D-I-A, D-I, D-A-I, which is day. Moned is moon. The day moon. So what moon is out during the day? You call it the sun. Now, the sun sends you energy that activates your energy, that controls your energy. Now, contrary to popular belief, this makes you a superman or a superwoman or a superhero. But your superpowers come from Heru. Heru. Heru is the bad guy, contrary to popular belief. He represents the falcon god of all of the ancient Kemet and ancient texts. This is the phoenix that rises out of the ashes. So Heru, if you follow the story and you understand, is one of the oldest gods of the pantheon inside of ancient Egypt. He's the sky god. You ever look at the definition of the god in the Old and the New Testament? The sky, upper expanse of the north, the sky god, whose face was visible as the face of the sun, the daimon, the day moon. Moon stands for lunar, which makes you a lunar tick, blood-sucking animal that gets its power from the lunar, the moon, the day moon. Not the night one, not the night one, another study for another time. But we're talking about the day moon. As the result of the Heru, which means face of the sky. Anybody go outside, look at the sky. What do you see, homie? That's Heru. That's what makes you a hero. That gives you your superpowers. That gives you your energy. You get it from Heru. Heru is a spiritual zero. Now, it's unfortunate because that's the only thing that's out there. So when you go and talk to my, you know, go talk to somebody from some other, you know, overstanding, or you buy into the dominant culture, or any culture for that matter, and they want you to awaken. The word hero is derived from the word Heru, the word Hercules, the word Heron, the word Her. All of these words come from the Egyptian falcon god, who's the first hero. Now, Heru represents the falcon god, or the phoenix, instead of the eagle. Now, the reason why this is so important is because this is the god of rebirth. This is the god of the new you. Now, all of the superheroes in Marvelous, remember in the book of the Gospel of Thomas, it says you will marvel. That's how you get Marvel comics. That means Marvel means marvelous. Comic means cosmos. Marvelous cosmos. Marvel comics is taking the gods from the cosmos and making them your hero. Now, I ain't mad at them. Everybody needs a hero. Everybody wants a hero. Now, the problem is that there's very few people. See, I'm ostracized usually by the Christian church, and every pastor in America should have me teaching on it. They church every Sunday, every other Sunday. Why? Because I've already been on the dark side. They never even open up a book that can explain what I'm getting ready to explain to you right now. The word A-T-R-U, brother, comes from the word H-O-R-U-S, sister, which is the word W-H-O-R-U-S, whore, rus, whore, us, whores. Now, a whore, see, in order for you to be a physical one, you have to be a spiritual one first. Because everything that you do in the spirit realm manifests in the physical realm. So before I ever committed any type of physical adultery, I had to commit spiritual adultery. What does that mean? That means sleeping around with other teachings. Now, I don't know about you, my brother. I don't know about you, my sister. But I'm well-versed in all of the ancient texts. I spent a plethora of years studying every text on the planned net and business that ain't even chill. So that would classify me as Horus. So let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. What teachings you got? Oh, you got Judaism, you got Hinduism, you got Sufism, you got Perennialism, you got your Kabbalists, you got Sufism. I don't give a beep what you got. You are still, well, not you, but you know, people you know. Not you, of course, people you know. You're a spiritual whore. That makes you classified for, you need a hero, you need a savior. But unfortunately, the one that was sent, you don't like him. Because, you know, he came, he was in a cube, Satan, Santa, and the cube. Now, if you take a cube or a box and you open it up, what do you get? Anybody? It's called a cross. Now, I have a book that breaks it down for you from the cross to the cube. So the cross sets you free. The cube, Islam, and every other religion keeps you in the box. Now, unfortunately, contrary to popular belief, Lucifer ain't stupid. He was born at night. He just was not born last night. So he makes sure that even the cross, again, is convoluted. So that way, even if you got the cross, you're going to get the wrong one. You're going to get Constantine's cross. You're going to get Constantine's Messiah. You ain't going to get the real one. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because like in the movie Black Panther, you know, most people, you know, but I know not you. They didn't get you. That the Black Panther Party was started in 1966 at the same time that Marvel Comics started writing about and introduced the Black Panther. Another interesting is the day that Tupac died. Y'all remember when Tupac died? I'm not died, but when Tupac came out, when his album, I forgot the name of it. But anyway, to do the math on the date, it was 2/16 of, I forgot the year. Comes out to 666 when you do the math. Same date that Marvel came out with the movie Black Panther. Now, let me make sure you understand how deep this goes, because what's interesting to me is Marvel Comics and all of the comic books, they're cosmic. The word comic is code for the word cosmic. So, like me, many of you are unknowingly practicing spiritual whoredom. That means you're jumping around from teaching to teach. You're sleeping with a lot of teachers. Or you're sleeping with a lot of doctrines. You're engaging in what the biblical text called the doctrine of demons. Now, thankfully, yours truly, y'all could learn from me. You don't have to be a spiritual prostitute. I kind of did enough prostituting for everybody. So everybody, you can just, you know, again, I know you probably won't do that, but you could. You could learn from all of my many mistakes. I got a plethora of them. I got enough mistakes for everybody, for you, your foe, and a couple of more. Now, let me make sure you understand the mistakes that I made, because some people think, well, Brother Will, you know, you're a nice guy, brother. You're not that bad. You know, we all make mistakes, brother. Praise Jesus. You know, that's what I hear. People tell me all the time, brother, you know, you're not really that bad, brother. Very few people ask me how I got to the level of overstanding that I got. I don't get that question very often. People assume that I learned or I know what I didn't know from reading books. It's really interesting that, you know, only dark people can recognize dark people. Only alcoholics can recognize other alcoholics. See, an alcoholic could fool me because I'm not an alcoholic. I could see, you know, my dad was a functional alcoholic. He went to work every day. It was stone cold. I got two sons. They pretty good at it, too. Them suckers work like they go to work every day, and they drunk on the sauce. I can't tell. So only a diamond can recognize another diamond. Now, the word diamond is the word, as I said before, D-I-A, which is D-I-Y. Mon, M-O-N, as I said on the previous show, any word that has the letters M-O-N in it stands for moon. So a diamond is a day moon. Now, I would like for you to go outside and then look up in the sky. Whatever you see out there, that's the day moon. Now, only high-level people in certain secret societies can understand what I'm getting ready to say next. Now, it's inside of the movie Hancock. Anybody seen the movie Hancock? Now, the movie Hancock was about a drunken superhero. He was a black guy, go figure, that had all of these skills, but what he was doing, prostituting them. He was prostituting his gift. So Black Panther come out, and it's about an imaginary country that got vibranium. And this vibranium makes them better than other countries, but they keep it in the secret. And if you look at the word vibranium, you have the word vibe brain. So vibranium is code for the vibrating brain. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Do you know how your brain vibrates? It's called thought. Now, every time you have a thought, according to science, electrical synapses or something goes, an electrical current fires inside of your brain that vibrates. So when I have a thought, I'm like, if you meet a girl and you like her and she likes you, y'all are vibing. Now, where I'm from in the hood, that's a good thing. That means we're getting along. We're vibing. So in order to vibe, I need my brain. I need vibranium. So in the movie Black Panther, contrary to popular belief, they are promoting something called anthropomorphism. Now, in case you don't understand, that means transgender. Now, don't tell nobody. I tell you, you might want to watch the movie again and pimp the game. Now, first of all, the movie came out of Hollywood. Y'all know what the Holly Tree? Now, again, I've broken this down before. That's the magical tree of the Druids. So nothing good, you cannot get good fruit from a bad tree. I don't care how you slice it and dice it. Now, I ain't mad at the movie. I've seen the movie 5 times already. Probably go back and see it again. I like the movie. But I do understand the message that they're sending. Same message that they sent in Hancock, which is, what country on this planet today, not tomorrow, not next week, not last year, not 5 years from now, right now as we speak, what continent has the most resources? I'll pause for a moment while you ponder the statement. It's called Africa. Now, the movie is from Africa, is it not? Now, who runs Africa? Who saved the day in the movie Black Panther? It was a white guy in a ship. His name was Everett. Who runs Africa? Now, the Negroes outnumber the white folks over there from what I hear. I ain't been there, but what I hear, 20-1. But who runs Africa? All the recent Africa has been pimped. What have you been doing? Oh, in case you don't know, you've been pimped too, homie, especially if you're a black man. Now, I know what you're saying, but Brother Will, that's too far, brother. How dare you, the audacity. I know. I get that a lot. See, somebody's pimping your gifts. That means they're profiting off your labor, my brother. They're profiting off your labor, my sister. Now, who is that somebody? Her name is Haru. Now, remember, Haru is the oldest god of the pantheon of the ancient Egyptians. So all my Egyptology brothers, all of my Hebrew Israelites, Y'all might put up a table, homie. See, he's the sky god. Now go outside and look up in the sky. What do you see? Now he's the face that is visible to us as the sun. Now, Heru is translated, it means face or distant one in the original text. Now, the word Heru is where we get the English word hero. So everybody's hero is Heru. Heru, but nobody knows who the hell Heru is. So what Marvelous Comics have done, that means the Marvelous Cosmos. They're taking cosmic, this is called astro theology, by the way, and they're bringing it down and they're replacing your theology. You know how many card-carrying, Bible-thumping cretins went to see Black Panther, and they love it. Now, I was one of them. Let's not get it twisted. I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. I went and watched the movie, too. Again, a plethora of times. But I ain't stupid. I'm a little slow, but I ain't stupid. So they replaced theology with astro theology. Now, in the movie Hancock, it's about a guy that got superpowers, but he don't know how to use them. Now, Africa is a country that got the greatest resources on the globe, and what's the poorest country on the planet? Africa. They got all these resources. They don't know how to use them. Let's look at another movie. What about the movie The Lion King, made by our friends at Disney, a.k.a. Marvel Comics? So in the film, it's about this lion, Simba. Now, Simba represents Heru. He gets his power from Heru. Now, I'm not going to sit and break down the movies, but I can go through all the Marvel Comics. We talk X-Men. Now, I'm going to break down something that is extremely important. It's all of the ancient texts. They call it the X over O. Now, let me make sure you understand. If you do this, this is the most dangerous thing you can ever do, which I don't recommend anybody to do. Now, when I did it, I was young, dumb, and stupid. So I have something called grace. So they say God gives grace to widows and orphans. Orphans, in case you don't know, those are people that you may have a physical parent, but they may not be in your life. Now, remember, God extends. Now, this, according to the Bible, this is the true gospel. We're supposed to help out for widows and orphans. So, thankfully, I classify as an orphan. I think that's why I got grace. So, when I was a young whippersnapper, I came up with this diagram. Yeah, I've heard the story before, so I'm going to skip through it really quickly. And I drew a circle, and I put a triangle in that circle, and I made a logo out of it. And I developed this organization called the DRACO. I was hired as a code compliance officer in this small little subdivision here in San Antonio. And I rode around. They didn't have, I was the first one. And I was over the architectural control committee. So I tell people what to do with their houses. They couldn't paint them this color. Now, I didn't. I just enforced the rules that was implemented by the architectural control committee. So I came up with an acronym called DRACO, Deed Restriction Architecture Control Officer. And I developed a patch and a logo, got a car, rode around, and issued all citations. I didn't know nothing that there are entities called DRACO that had the exact same emblem that I drew and the exact same color scheme. How did that happen? I was empowered by Heru. Now, let me make sure you understand. Because right after that, I moved and went to a whole other state. Got hired to work with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and I worked with this little community called Isleta. They were Indians, Native Americans. And so I went into the tent, hang out with the Indians, smoked a little peyote. I had to get to know the culture. And I started, drawing teepees inside of circles. That's what I thought. It looked cool. Right around that time, my son started having seizures. Now, I was a cop, so I put him in my cop car, rushed him to the hospital, hooked him on a bunch of machines. They didn't know why he was having all these seizures. Come to find out after further research, there's something called a technogrammaton. The one thing that you can't do in order for demons to come into this dimension is to draw a circle. It's called a spinning circle with the triangle of Solomon in it. And when you do that, that opens a door. Now, it's called sigil magic. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because a lot of people say, well, Brother Will, that's, what they got to do with being, with Heru. Heru. What they got to do with the animating principle of the body. Well, I have something now that's called the life optimization chart and life optimization table. Now, let me make sure you understand. I got the biggest gun in the fight, first of all, before I make this next statement. What does that mean? That means, as I said, since I was 8 years old, I intuitively knew. I didn't know how I knew. I just knew. I think it was in my DNA. I had a praying mama, had a praying grandmother. And I was a kid. I never understood why my mother prayed all the time. I actually thought maybe, I don't know. But I think she knew something that I didn't. So my mother, all of my memories of her on her knees and her nose is red and she was praying. That's the only memories I have or the images I have of my mother. So my mother prayed for me all the time. Every time I run by, she would grab me and put her hands on my head and start praying for me. And I just wanted to go play. I didn't understand. I think my mother kind of knew something that I didn't. So as I grow up and get up in ages to today, and I have the life management system that I developed. Now, again, there's nothing new under the sun, according to the book of Ecclesiastes. And the one thing that I do is I always am tuned in to the spirit. And God told me a long time ago, which is why I don't fight any longer like I used to. So whatever the Ruach tells me to go, I go, because I know I'm under the protection and the anointing of God. I don't recommend you go unless you are under the protection and the anointing of the big G, not the little one. So I know that when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, no weapon shall harm me. So I don't have no fear. So as I'm going through and I'm researching and doing more study, not on today's show, but for other shows, and then also as I get ready to take my show on the road, and I'm getting clients now, more high-level clients in positions of authority and power, politics, and esoteric. And I've always got a lot of Satanists, but I've never had high-level, never had high-ranking wizards and witches, like real ones, not the fake ones that y'all see on TV. So now that I'm having this one high-level wizard was telling me about the art of placing the X over the circle. And this high-level wizard and this witch, who I've known for a long time, they could not, as they like to say, they like to visit people in their sleep. This is called succubus and incubus. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, y'all remember, I used to suffer from sleep paralysis. They used to come and sit on my chest, and you wake up, but you can't move. Now, I've talked about this before in a lot of shows. And so these succubus would come in, and, y'all know what they do. And if y'all don't know, that's good. You don't want to know. Succubus and incubus would come in, and I would have these attacks. Now, this used to go on when I was a little kid. That's why I used to urinate and defecate on myself, but I was ashamed. And I didn't tell anybody. So all of first grade, I remember my first grade teacher, Ms. Tinsley, I used to be sitting in the chair and I would poop on myself and she would come over there and beat me on the wrist with her ruler. My brothers and sisters didn't understand. Like, man, Willie, why you poop on yourself, dude? I could see demons. I could see shizness during the daytime. This was called demons. Now, back to today. If you look at your Dear Kinnear report and your life optimization chart, you will see a circle. That circle has four lines over it. Now, I don't recommend you research this stuff. I just recommend you understand it. Thankfully, by the grace and mercy of God, my intentions are good, which allows me to go in and out and find green pastures that it talks about in John 10:10. But the Father likes me to know this stuff so I can teach it. That's my calling. Now, if it's your calling, Father will tell you the same thing. If it's not your calling, then it's not for you to know. So if you overstand the square or the what they call the X, this is what the X-Men is all about. Look at, again, Captain America. He has the circle. In all of Marvel Comics, all of the ancient texts, you see the X over the circle, which is pretty much the same thing that I got. Now, I can't really at this point in time get into it. All I'm simply saying is that power comes from Heru. This is in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. This is all shizness that there's no way I can know this. I'm not old enough, number one. I didn't even study it. Like when I was at the church, when I was in my early 20s and I wrote a play, I was over the drama department. I did a play, still floating around on video somewhere out there. And the title of that play was called, again, The Emerald Tablets. The Emerald Bible. Now, I knew nothing about the real Emerald Tablets. But my play, the color was based upon emerald green. My coffee shop was emerald green. My color scheme, logo, everything that I've done is in some ancient text, in some ancient book that was written 5,000 years before my dark behind showed up. Now, the question that you should be asking yourself is the same question I'm asking myself. How the hell did I know that? I didn't know that. I just had an ideal. Now, remember what I talked about, the difference between I-D-E-A and I-D-E-A-L? Yeah, that L stands for Lucifer. Now, I've already proven on when we did the photon injection series, I told you that you are a bioluminescent being. That's a lie from the pit. You're a sonar being. But because we've all thought and been taught that in elementary school, so now we have something called luciferin, and it's an enzyme in your body called luciferase. Now, it's interesting that both words have the name Lucifer in it, and your DNA is held together by phosphate, which is another word for light bearer, light bringer, or fire. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. This takes us back to today's message, which is about Heru. Remember, who is Heru? He's the guy that gives power to the X over the circle, the same way he's the guy that gives power to the triangle over the circle. This is called sigil magic. This is called hoodoo voodoo. This is called rhythm and blues. Anybody ever heard of B.B. King? Rhythm and blues. Now, I'm not trying to rain on nobody's parade, but there's an ancient African folk spirituality called hoodoo and voodoo. Now, voodoo is the watered-down version of hoodoo. Now, this is black magic. It is what they call root cutting. Now, in the movie The Black Panther, how did he get his power again? I mean, I'm just curious. I've seen the movie a bunch of times, but I don't remember that part. I think he drank something that was from a root, last I checked. And then he became, and then they took it from him and they gave it back. And in the movie, they didn't pray to Jesus or God. They prayed to the ancestors. I mean, I'm just saying, the Bible, they call that divination or necromancing, consulting with the spirits of the dead. I mean, I'm no biblical scholar, but last I checked, that's called Heru magic. Now, in the ancient texts, everything that you're doing, everything that I'm doing is demonic. Even what I'm doing right now, this is called talking. In the ancient text, it's abracadabra. It means I create what I speak. That's what the Bible says. I'm going to use the foolishness of preaching. So everything that I'm doing right now is demonic. Everything that you're doing right now is demonic. The only difference is intention. It's called Thelema. There is which I triple dare you to look it up, as I've been saying before. It's called the Golden Order, or the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn. Don't believe me? Go look it up. And in the Thelemic Order, now the word Thelemic is the Greek word for that means will. That's why Jesus said, not my will, but your will. Now, is there anybody that's doing what I did for 50 years? Willpower. That means you're just using bulldog tenacity to get your way through life. Anybody? Am I the only one? Okay, I'm the only one. But since I'm the Long Ranger, I'm the only one. That's called root cutting. Now, let me make sure, because the devil got everybody confused. We all are conjuring. Now, we like to call it provoke and invoke. I mean, that's what I like to call it. That sounds better. But where does it come from, brothers? Where does it come from, sisters? In every movie, the power comes from somewhere. Like The Matrix. I love The Matrix, man. Matrix was awesome. That's the hero. Every movie that has a hero, that hero is a zero. Biblically or spiritually, speaking. That was a dark, that was a movie called The Crow. Anybody remember that movie? In the movie, see, the falcon is symbolized as a crow. I remember Bruce Lee's son was making a movie where I think it was called Black Crow or something like that. And Brandon Lee was his name. If you guys remember Bruce Lee's, remember, first of all, Bruce Lee was killed during the making of his movie. Then eons, years later, Brandon Lee was killed during the making of his movie in a very similar way. Now, let me make sure that we understand. The word heteru really, when you break it down, has an underlining meaning that means aura. Aura. Where we get the word aura is ara, which means ra, which is the Egyptian god. This is all Egyptology. 90% of most of the stuff that people do in the church is Egyptology. They just don't know because they ain't never talked to nobody like me. This is called in the Kabbalah En Safarat, or En Saf. E-I-N-S-O-F. Y'all call it the Tree of Life. That's Heru magic. That's Egyptology. It all traces back to Egypt. Now, who are the Egyptians? Egypt is the only culture that came, advanced, and then declined. It's the only culture on earth that came at the pinnacle and then it went down. Most cultures, they started off at the bottom. They went up at the Roman culture, and then they went back down. Not Egypt. Egypt started at the top, and then the culture. Why in all of the hieroglyphics? First of all, the word hiero, or hieroglyphics. That means higher writing. So that's the first problem I got. And then in Egypt, they used symbols that contained or represented certain words. Now, we already talked about this when we talked about the words and the power of the words, but who was Horus? Now, in the ancient Egyptian, Horus is a tutelary deity. Now, if you go to dictionary.com, any good dictionary, type in the word genius, you're going to see the word tutelary demon or tutelary deity. Who is that? That's the god of grammar, grammaria. You call him Thoth. He was the ancient god of wisdom. Some people call him Hermes Trismegistus. Some people call him Enoch. Now, I don't care what name you put on him, it's the sky god. That's still the animating principle of pretty much everything on this earth. Everything, including Jesus, whom you call Jesus. Now, I understand that this is where the water gets a little muddy. But if you do the research that I've done, you're going to find out Osiris, you're going to find Mithra, you're going to find Krishna, and then you're going to find Christ, at least Constantine version. But you're going to find how they, again, intermingled in to try to dilute the original message, which is still the original message, which is you are in a pool, let's say, for example. And nobody in the pool knows how to swim. So if everybody is in this pool, nobody knows how to swim, everybody's drowning. So if you're in a pool and you're drowning, the only person that can save you, nobody in the pool can save you because they're all drowning. Somebody outside of the pool got to come into the pool and save you. Now that person is usually called a life guard. Now, in the garden, there was something called the Tree of Life. Unfortunately, our ancestors, they didn't eat from that tree or choose that tree, the Tree of Life. Now, it's interesting because Yahushua said that he came that you may have life and life more abundantly. He didn't say nothing about knowledge of good or evil. He said life. That's why I got the life management system. I'm not interested in knowledge. I got a bunch of that already. But like King Solomon said, with an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. It didn't say nothing about eternal life. It just said about eternal sorrow. So I've been down that road. That dog does not hunt. So the only dog that hunts in the fight is the dog that brings life. And it's not just any life. Everybody needs a lifeguard. Because that's the lifeguard uses something called a shepherd's crook. See, I used to be a lifeguard way back in the day. And when they taught us, the last thing you do is you jump in the pool yourself. You use a shepherd hook or crook to extend into the water to pull people out to safety. But in last resort, if you have to jump in the water to save people, hey, you're the lifeguard. That's what you get paid to do. So Yahushua jumped in the pool to save. He got in the water. It's like, oh, man, it's a lot of folk out here need salvation. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, he's kind of like, I don't know about this. But then he said, well, that's my dear Keneal. That's my purpose. This is my destiny, not my will. So this is all about will. This is all about willpower. So Heru is an avatar, and he wants you to use his power. Yahushua is an avatar. He wants you to use God's power. So all of this boils down to whose will are you going to empower yourself with? There's a lot of power. There's a lot of different dispositions. There's a lot of different entities. See, the Father understands that you are in a predicament that you don't even understand that you're in. See, we like to, most people are very learned, like myself, and the Bible talks about how even in the last day, if the days was not cut short, even the elect would be deceived. I now know what that means, because no matter how smart, how intelligent, how awesome of a guy I am, I think I'm pretty awesome. I mean, I've researched a lot of stuff. No matter what I've researched and come across, I always find Heru. Even in biology, I looked up the corpus callosum. I wrote a book about it. Then I looked up the ram's horn or the fornix, which means furnace. These are all parts of the human brain. And I looked at the cerebellum, which is the cherubim. I looked at the hypothalamus or the thalamus. And I looked at the pons. And I looked at the what they call the amandula oblongata. That's inside of your brain. And I took the all-seeing eye, which is, again, you just go to Google and type this in, and it pops up. And it aligns up exactly with the eye of Ra. That's on top. That's on your dollar bill. That's, again, represents vision. And what's interesting is the eye of Ra, again, Heru is the sun. I'm not trying to teach, you know, no Egyptology, but Osiris and his, I forgot her name, what was her name? Asad, whatever her name was, they had a son. The son that they named was named Heru, where we get the word hero from. So what am I saying? Brother Will, what are you saying, brother? Whoever your hero is, wherever you get your power from. Now in the Black Panther, they got the power from Bast. Y'all look up B-A-S-T. I mean, am I the only one looking stuff up? Y'all look it up. It's the God, it's the Panther God. Now, it's interesting, no disrespect to old boy that played the character of the Black Panther, and then all this black on black stuff. I mean, I don't know. I had some serious problems with the movie, but it was, you know, it was entertaining. But I traced the movie back to its source or to its original, because in the original comic book, the Black Panther sister is a witch, and she used witchcraft by which to operate the vibranium to vibrate people's brains. But in the movie, they left that out. They exchanged witchcraft for technology. Now, I have a 600-page book called Technocrat, where I said 10 years ago that technology is going to be the new God. 10 years ago I said that. Guess what's happening? Technology is the new God. So the eye of Heru is your five senses. Don't tell nobody I told you. This is called in the ancient text, well, not even the ancient text, this is called what they call Super Heru. To be empowered by Heru. So the way that you are empowered by Heru, just like it says in the Bible in James 3. Bible says, and I'm paraphrasing, you might want to look it up for yourself. See, I did it. I didn't read about it. I used my willpower. When I was a little kid, I used to get beat. My father never saw a tear roll down my cheek. Sister Shields never saw a tear roll down my cheek. I did not cry. Why? Willpower. I said I would not give them the luxury or the honor of seeing a tear. Now, when I ran around inside behind the house, then I would start crying. But I had something called stubborn. Now, the Bible says something about being stubborn. It says stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft. Isn't that interesting? In the movie The Transformers, the character's name Sam Witwicky. Samuel, his real name is Samuel Witwicky. Samuel's, now remember, according to the ancient text, Sam means blind, El means God. Witwicky, turn it around, it means witch. Wiccan, y'all know what Wiccan is? W-I-C-C-A-N. You might want to pimp the game because that's what you're practicing. It's called Wiccan. So I didn't know until they called me and told me. So everything that I can find on this earth, as it says in the Bible, Satan, that old dragon, who has deceived the whole world. Now, do y'all know how he did it? Now, James 3 tells us that there's a power that does not come from above. I think the King Jimmy says wisdom. Power, wisdom, same. There is a wisdom that does not come from above. Remember, it is earthly, it is sensual, and it is demonic or devilish. Devilish. I had all three. Now, before that, it says that where there is bitter envy and self-seeking, there will be confusion and every evil work. Been there, done that, got three t-shirts. So everything I'm sharing with you today, unfortunately, I didn't read about it in the book. Anybody seen the movie Split? If it wasn't for the grace of God, there go I. Now, there's a couple of characters that I really identify with when I saw movies that kind of scared me. One of them was Legends of the Fall. Two movies that really scared me. Legends of the Fall. Brad Pitt's pet character. There's three brothers. The one brother represents my oldest brother, Glenn, in the movie Legends of the Fall. The younger brother represents my younger brother, Gary. But Brad Pitt's character, no matter what he did, he tried. The dude said, the Indian guy, Native American guy in the movie says that he was the brick. A lot of people tried to crush him, but he was the brick that crushed everybody else. And in the movie Legends of the Fall, the dude in the end lived a long life, and the bear that he let go when he was a kid that he had the opportunity to shoot, the bear kills him at the end of the movie. I identify with that character because his life sucked, basically. It was hard. His older brother, man, he was a politician. He had money. Life was good. Younger brother, you know, he kind of, you know, went out to the military. He's real green, real naive. But Brad Pitt, he was born, his character, I'm saying Brad Pitt, but I don't remember the guy's name. But if you haven't seen the movie, it's an old movie, Legends of the Fall. You might want to watch that movie. And then the other movie that scared me was the movie Split. In that movie, it says something that is very important that you need to understand, because this is how Lucifer works. Remember, Lucifer takes your five senses and he adds the sixth sense. It ain't the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. It's, again, a sixth sense. That sixth sense is a mind, M-I-N-D. He takes control over your brain through vision or focus. You will always hear at the award ceremony that they talk about mastering their craft. Listen at the award ceremony. What they are talking about, they're talking about mastering the E equals MC squared. It represents the wave that's traveling at the speed of light. This is called the H-E-H-E-T in the ancient text. This separates light from darkness. This is what the word Kemet or Kemet means, actually, or Kemetic. It means creating a hidden Amun or Amun. It means the evolution of the brain. Vibranium. Vibe, brain. How to make your brain vibrate. Now, I didn't read about this in the book, unfortunately. I wish I had read about it in the book. It'd be better. That means I wouldn't have personal experience. Unfortunately, I have something called personal experience. Now, that's fortunate if you understand the movie Split. So it's talking about something that gives you supernatural power. Remember the movie Split? The dude, I don't know, y'all saw the movie? He had the dude had 23 personalities, or 28. I forgot how many. He was a bunch of them. It's called My Name is Legion, for We Are Many. Remember, stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft. Anybody got any ego problems? You might want to look around. You might have some entity attachment issues. But those entities come through the eye of Haru. You want to be a hero. See, now how do you get rid of it? Let me tell you how to get rid of it. Really easy. This is what I did. I got rid of all my wants. This is the number one fastest way. The entities will, poof, they'll disappear. Why? You ain't for nothing. You ain't against nothing. No carrot. Enemy can only control you if he got something that knows you. Meaning, something that you want so bad, you're willing to do anything to get it. He got you. He owns you. Because whatever it is that you want, that's what he's going to dangle. Now, in the movie Split, it says, only through pain can you achieve greatness. Is that true? Is that an accurate statement? I know a lot of people who got a lot of gain, and they didn't even experience no pain. But what greatness is he talking about, though? In the movie Split, he says, those who have been torn are those who have not been torn. Yeah, those who have not been torn. In other words, those people who ain't been through no adversity, they have no value. They don't have no value in themselves, and they don't have no value in this world. Is that an accurate statement? Depending on your definition of value. Now, those used to be pretty good accurate statements. I used to kind of like, yeah, that's right. Because why? I went through a lot of adversity. So going through adversity does something to the brain. Now, this is called trauma-induced mind control, MKUltra. Now, let me make sure you understand how deep this shizness goes, because this stuff works like clockwork. Well, let me rephrase that. It worked on me like clockwork. It took me a long time, and y'all didn't even know where I came from. Most people have no clue. That's why the devil sends people into my life all the time to try to provoke and invoke, to try to get me to go back to the old me. Y'all don't want me to do that. Not you personally, but people that you might know. See, trauma induces mind control. It worked so well that the government decided to do it, and they instituted it, and they got it down to a science. That's what they do in all the military training academies. Well, not all. I can only speak for the Marine Corps. I can't speak for the other ones. But this trauma-induced mind control is very, very interesting. There's a plethora of books that have been written by people who have, again, undergone this monarch programming, because in the middle of your brain, there is something that I talk about inside of my book, CSF, and inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple, which I highly recommend, because everybody has what they call alters. Some people call them triggers. So I could be talking, and then all of a sudden, something, y'all watch the movie Split? I could be talking, man. I could just be talking about the sky. And then all of a sudden, boom, the MDP is triggered. The multiple personality disorder. The monarch mind control. So there are certain smells, because smells are spells. These are called altars. Why would they have an altar call in the church? What does that mean? Where does that come from? A-L-T-E-R. Where does it come from, brother? Where does it come from? Self-control, how does it work? So there are different levels by which this works. But the number one way to wash the brain, that's why it's called brain washing, is through social engineering or social influence, or through sleep deprivation, food, denying food, good cop, bad cop, five ways to wash the brain that I've talked about on many, many programs, but the most effective one is spiritual programming, entity attachment. This is done through ritual abuse, so that way the entity can attach itself to you. That's what Hiru is all about. Disassociative identities. These are DIs. In the military, they're called drill instructors. DI. Now, brothers and sisters, the only reason for today's show, I don't do fear. Like I said, I got the biggest gun in the fight. I didn't do nothing to get the gun. Thankfully, the gun did something to get me. But I need you to understand that there are people out there that are, unfortunately, they went through a lot of trauma. This trauma-based mind control was instituted usually when they was a kid, like me. And they went through a lot of pain. They went through something that was very horrific. They went through some type of sensory deprivation or sensory overstimulation. God forbid they went through any type of oxygen deprivation or any type of terror or hot cold like I went through, where we was forced to sleep outside in the back of a truck in the middle of the winter with no blankets. Because what that does, it creates a behavioral modification, which is why I do claironomics, behavioral modification, to help you identify your negative habit pattern. Because it's there. Trauma-based programming is the stuff that they do in the black arts and witchcraft and all of the cults and a lot of churches unknowingly, because people who control are themselves controlled. So all of this is the result of Heru worship that has been passed down. This is the role of the pineal gland, because the pineal gland manufactures serotonin and melatonin. This is where it's produced. So if I can't control the pineal gland and its production of the feel-good chemicals, I can't control you. And so this is done through trauma-based, and a lot of people have been through trauma, and they think they're over it. And this produces a psychosomatic disorder, which simply that you're using psychology or modern day theology to continue to depress your trauma. So without understanding and getting down to the DNA trauma level, without bringing it up, without using none of this modern day psychology, which all it does is just reinforce the trauma. So the goal is to simply replace trauma. How do you replace trauma? Unconditional love. That's the only way. That's what Jesus brought to the planet. So when you get to the higher levels, you will find that everybody will have you denounce any idea of a savior, and they want you to say you're going to save yourself. You will never hear me say that. You will hear me say take responsibility for yourself, but you will never hear me, you'll never hear me say save yourself. Because the forces that you are on, that you're up against, you don't have a snowball chance. And if God is not for you, you're in trouble. But if God be for you, who can be against you? So the purpose of my program and everything that I do and everybody that I talk to is to help you to identify the alters and the triggers that's inside of your skull that you don't know they're there, because they're replaced by the hero. So whatever hero you got that you worship, the person you look up to, they are empowered by Heru. They don't know it. I didn't know it. I didn't know that I was empowered by Heru. Now, what does that mean? That means you go out and you worship stuff? No. That just means that you get your ideals from somewhere. You get your thoughts from somewhere. The outside information is more important than the inside revelation. So if your outside, your desire, that's why you got to get rid of it. What do I want? Nothing. I got everything that I need for life and godliness. If you don't get to that point, there is something that you want. And whatever you want, the devil got. And he's going to make sure you get it. But it's going to come at a price. And the price is going to be the cost of your soul. And the soul represents the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, the intellect. It's not mystical. So when they talk about demon possession and all that stuff, they're talking about your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect. That's your thoughts. That's all it's talking about. So you got to take all of the spookism out. This is real stuff that's based upon a real technology called Heru, which is the hero, which is the son of Asha. So if you don't know that, you are going to misunderstand the frequency on this earth, and you're going to misunderstand that Heru is a principle. It's a frequency. It's a wave, or it's a vibration. It is symbolized by a falcon or a crow or a bird soaring out of the ashes. This is associated with the diamond or the daytime, not the nighttime. It's associated with the new day, which represents the transfiguration or the transmutation. But they don't tell you that it's a transmutation to become a hermaphrodite. That's why you have all of this feminization, especially of the black male. That's why you have so many black men walking around trying to be women. Because it is the power of Heru. That's a ruling disposition or a spirit that represents the androgynous being, male and female in one body. That's being promoted in every movie and across the country. Why? That is the spirit of Heru. All of the superheroes are masculine, but they have a feminine attribute that is being promoted. That they're going to take you through this process of transfiguration through the ruling disposition. So all of our heroes, watch the big screen. You're going to see that all of the heroes and all of the superheroes are going to become more androgynous. They will be able to be either one, male or female. Just depends on which one you want. They can wear both hats. They are going to be transgender. That's what H-E-R-U represents. And it's very important because all of this stuff is seeping into the church because of a misconception of Heru or hero. So there's nothing wrong with having a hero. Nothing wrong with having something or someone to look up to. You just have to be very careful, as I've learned the hard way. Every time you get a symbol, every time you get an ideal, every time you get a logo, every time you get a picture, every time you get an image, do some research on that ideal to see its origin. Because if you do research and if you find, not that it's bad or good, that's not the purpose. The purpose is just to empower you, even if you're doing a good thing. But the power, where does it come from? There is a power that does not come from above. It is earthly, it is sensual, and it is demonic. That is the power of Heru. That is what I'm talking about. And that is prevalent in our culture because of the movies and the symbolism and a lot of the jewelry that we are wearing because we don't understand its origin. So before you put on a symbol, a t-shirt, a piece of jewelry, or anything, before you put it on your wall like I did, you might want to research it and find out what it represents or what its origin is. Again, God's grace and mercy will protect you. I don't do fear. I'm not saying that you walk around afraid of your own shadow. I don't do spookism. But I do operate in the spirit, which I recommend you do the same thing. And when the spirit tells you to research something, you might want to research it to find its origin. That's what a good etymologist does. And the Bible tells us that we should be able to give an account or an answer for everything that we believe. So brothers and sisters, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. Just remember the word H-E-R-U is where we get the word H-E-R-O. And that word H-E-R-U means sky god. It means the face of the sun. It represents the diamond. That's why diamonds are forever. That's why everybody wants a diamond, because it represents Heru. It is the power of the hero. That, unfortunately, makes you a zero in God's, the real God's, in God's eyes. Because your power should come from the cross, not the cube. A cube is a folded up cross. When you unfold that box, it unfolds out into a cross. The cross sets you free. The cube keeps you trapped. Which one you got? The cube or the cross? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.